Wow, what a time we are in. Our upcoming Zoomcast series on resilience could not come at a better moment. I feel tired, a friend said. And another, no offense, professor, a student of African descent said to her 40 Zoom mates and me in class on Monday, but I really don't want to be here. If I want to see bad leadership, I can just turn on my television. Her weariness was palpable. If you are of African descent, you have almost certainly said, perhaps many times, the words of Fannie Lou Hamer, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Among the many things that our African American friends can teach us out of the necessity of their life is how to persevere. For many of us who are not African American, we are seeing their experience clearer, deeper, for the first time or again, and we are tired, tired of the violence they experience. Maybe so tired we can see past our collective, if not individual, guilt or shame or denial or fragility. And in the streets with them, who are us, we realize what we do not know. We hope or pray or take action. If there ever was a time for all of us to rebuild resilience, and the resilience that allows us to act with courage, it is now. Our team at LX2 has been planning and now can announce a 3-part series on resilience with 3 amazing human beings for whom resilience has not been a nice add-on, but an unavoidable necessity. We hope you will join us for one, if not all, of their talks and engagement with us. Here's a brief description. On Thursday, June 18th, at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, knock down, sitting up, and taking one step at a time. This will be a brief talk and conversation with the inspiring and thoughtful Robert Paler, Cal Rugby All-American. Rob's life crashed apart in an instant 3 years ago, but his faith and fighting spirit cause him to be a bright, shining light for those lucky enough to know him. The second in our series is entitled The Rise, Fall, and Continuing Rebuild of a Media Phenom. Annie Zarin will join Laura Anderson to share her story of a woman who had the world by its tail until a hard-to-diagnose illness completely upended her life. Hear her stories of what gives her hope and strength as she builds a wholly new life. And finally, we'll close out our series with a talk entitled, How Would You Shelter in Place for 13 Years? We'll invite you to hear the humble, humorous, and heartfelt Andre Matthews share how he dealt with a childhood mistake that put him in quote-unquote shelter for over 13 years. When freed, he had high hopes, but also inner doubt and faced outer obstacles. He'll put our shelter in place in a different context and engage with us about how he manages day to day. We've had the good fortune of getting to know these 3 speakers very well, and we've had the great fortune of being inspired and informed and re-energized by the way they've built resilience. We hope you will too.